Alright, listeners. Welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain. I'm your host, Nova Layan, and today we're tackling something huge: building self-esteem without letting social media be the boss of our brains. Ever scroll through those perfectly curated feeds and feel a little less than? You know that feeling when you compare your life to someone else's highlight reel? Yeah, I've been there, done that, bought the overpriced smoothie bowl. It can seriously mess with your self-worth, leaving you feeling like you're always playing catch-up. But guess what? We're so much more than those filtered snapshots. So how do we build genuine self-esteem when social media is constantly throwing us curveballs? Buckle up, friends, because today's episode is packed with practical tips to help you reclaim your power and feel amazing about yourself, offline and online. First up, let's talk about recognizing those pesky comparison traps. We're human, we do it. But remember, social media often presents a warped reality. It's like that super glossy magazine cover, beautiful on the outside, but doesn't show you the messy behind-the-scenes stuff. So when you find yourself comparing, ask yourself, is this person actually living their best life, or are they carefully crafting a narrative? And even if they are living their dream life, does that diminish your journey? Nope. Next up, get real with your inner critic. That voice in your head saying you're not good enough, you should be doing more. That's just noise, folks. Learn to recognize it, challenge it, and replace those negative thoughts with empowering affirmations. Start small, something like, I am capable, I am worthy, I am unique and amazing. Repeat those phrases like a mantra and watch your self-belief grow. Remember, true happiness doesn't come from external validation, it comes from within. Find joy in the little things. A good cup of coffee, a walk in nature, spending time with loved ones. Cultivate hobbies that make you feel alive, challenge yourself to learn something new, and celebrate your achievements, big or small. Speaking of achievements, let's talk about gratitude. Practicing gratitude can seriously boost self-esteem. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, your health, your relationships, your talents. Write them down in a journal, share them with someone you love, or simply reflect on them. Finally, remember that building self-esteem is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, days when you feel amazing, and days when you struggle. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your progress, and never give up on becoming the best version of you. Now, let's talk about a real-world example. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant graphic designer who feels constantly overshadowed by the flawless online portfolios of other artists. She spends hours scrolling through Instagram, comparing her work and feeling inadequate. This constant comparison is stealing her joy and impacting her confidence. But then she decides to take a step back. She unfollows accounts that make her feel bad, sets daily limits on social media use, and starts focusing on building a portfolio website that truly reflects her unique style and vision. Sarah realizes that her worth isn't defined by likes or followers, but by the passion and creativity she pours into her work. Remember, your self-worth is not determined by the number of followers you have or how many likes your posts get. You are valuable, you are worthy, and you are capable of achieving amazing things. Let go of the comparison game, embrace your individuality, and celebrate every victory along the way. So there you have it, 5 powerful takeaways to help you build self-esteem without letting social media rule your life. Take what resonates with you, implement it in your daily routine, and watch your confidence soar. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs to hear these words of encouragement. And if you're feeling inspired, leave us a review, it means the world to us. Keep shining, my friends, and until next time, remember. Your phone is the villain, but you are the hero of your own story.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.